Hey y'all, it's your girl LaKendra, aka Queen Mother. Baby, how y'all doing? Are you doing all right? Are you drinking your water and continuing to mind your business and stay socially distanced? This is going to be a quick conversation, and I just want to talk to you all about releasing your content and continuing to be authentic. So let's get into it, shall we?
Can we just talk? I just wanna talk to you. Can we just talk?
Can we?
Can we?
Can we?
Can we just talk?
'Cause I just wanna talk to you.
Can we just talk?
Can we just talk?
I just wanna talk.
My goodness, y'all. My goodness. Let me start off by saying when we started 2021, I only had one expectation, and that expectation was that 2021 would be better than 2020. 2021, by way of lives that I've lost that have been directly connected to me or indirectly connected, has been greater this year than it was in the last calendar year, 2020. And so I really want to take a moment to just send love and virtual hugs to anyone who has experienced any type of loss, friend, family, colleague, whatever that may be. I've also had people connected to me who have lost dear family members and friends as a result of different things, not just COVID, most of it COVID, but it's been a variety of things. So baby, you are not alone. I'm right there with you. Sometimes it's really hard to move forward. I'm a person who carries emotions, and I carry the emotions and feelings of everybody else around me as well. So that gets really tough sometimes, especially when it's so much at one time. And sometimes it's really hard to digest. But I want you to know that I know where you are. I know how you feel, and I'm praying for you, and I'm hoping that God will give you peace in whatever your situation is, and your family and the family of those who have lost a loved one. I'm just praying for peace for everybody. It's tough. And I think that when an individual is not impacted by all of the other things, it's hard to identify, and it's hard to show empathy towards those, towards others who may be going through some things and experiencing loss, at a rapid rate. People are dying very rapidly around me, and it's, child, it's tough. So, you know, I don't push or press my religion. So if you don't pray, baby, that's okay. Send positive vibes, send a kind note or a kind message to somebody, that you think may be going through something, or some words of encouragement. That goes a long way. All right. And that goes into what I wanted to share with y'all today. So for the past couple of weeks, I've been doing something different for me, right? So I've been doing a lot more content on social media. Now, I know what you're saying, but LaKendra, you don't like social media. Child, I know. So why are you doing more on social media? Baby, I don't know. I don't know. I really don't. But I want to share with y'all what was supposed to be happening, and what is actually happening. So what started all this was I had a great conversation with one of my girlfriends who is really, really dope at brand management. And I can tell somebody how to market their business and to how to redevelop their brand or to modify their brand, but it's hard for me to do it for myself. So I reached out to one of my friends who does consulting in this area. And I was like, hey girl, check this out. I want to redo stuff. I want to revamp and reintroduce my brand and just do something different. I just think it's time for a makeover. We had this really lovely conversation, and she encouraged me to be more present on social media. The one thing that I loathe. Okay. I don't like social media. And here's why. For those of you who may be new here, I don't like social media because I feel like it is a cesspool of people's opinions. And while I respect everybody's beliefs and opinions, baby, when I tell you, sometimes it's just too much. I like going to social media to see funny stuff, family photos and updates on things that I care about. And the algorithm on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram is ridiculous. Okay. So I literally have to go and just, you know, search out things sometimes. But at any rate, that's why I don't do a whole lot on social media, but I've been more active in the past couple of weeks. And if you follow me on, particularly on Instagram and Facebook, then you will see evidence of what I'm talking about. I've been way more active. I've been posting videos and doing a post just about every day. Every day, including the weekends. Very different for me. So the intent after my conversation with my friend was to post more things about my business. Also, if you're new here, I have an event management business, Integrity Orchid Consulting. And I have my personal branded business, LaKendraGarrison.com, which is, you know, what hosts this podcast and my other communication strategy stuff and other creative projects. And that's what I was supposed to be doing. Baby, let me tell y'all something. When God has a purpose for your life and when he has something that he needs you to do, that's what's going to happen. So I've been doing these videos, y'all, and I haven't talked about my business not one time that I can remember. Keep me honest, but I don't think now one of those videos has anything to do with Integrity Orchid or LaKendraGarrison.com. Each of those videos has been a word of encouragement, something motivational. And let me slow down because I really, this is not a boastful conversation, and I'm gonna get to a point in a minute. Don't get bored because I'm coming somewhere. I don't know where, but I'm getting there. People started reaching out to me and just thanking me for the content, saying they look forward to these posts. They're glad that I'm doing them. People have been texting me, sending me direct messages, calling me. And it's not like it's been hundreds of people, you know, I'm not that popular, but you know, just one or two people is overwhelming to me and it humbles me very, very much. And so that's where I am. And, I would, again, very humbled and just thankful to be able to serve and to be obedient to my assignment, which is one of the videos, one of the topics of the videos that I did was, you know, being obedient and adhering to the assignment that was put upon your life. And so I'm glad that I can do that. And I'm glad I can encourage somebody else. But again, that's not what I thought those videos and those social media posts were going to lead to. That's not what the plan was. And again, not putting my religious beliefs on anybody, but when there's a plan upon your life, no matter what deity you serve or what you choose to believe, I'm encouraging you to follow that plan, whatever it may be. Don't be afraid to release your content. And that's really the point that I wanted to make with this conversation. And maybe you don't have a platform. Maybe you don't do what I do. Maybe you don't release content, but there's something in you that needs to be released. Again, one of the conversations and the videos that I posted had everything to do with, had everything to do with letting your gift grow and allowing that thing to, you know, to have life, even if it's something that you started to do and you stopped and you felt like it was dead, go back to it. We need your gift, whatever that thing may be. So if you have content to release, whether it be a podcast, a website, if you have a product or a service that you need and want to offer, baby, somebody needs it. I might need it. So I feel like you're cheating me right now if you're not sharing your gift with the rest of us, because I might need that thing and you're not allowing me to even consider it. How dare you? I'm offended. But we all have fears. One of the main fears I think we may all have in common, I'm trying to be very intentional with my words, is the fear of what other people may say, the fear of being judged by others, the fear of failing and other people seeing it and having something to say about it. Now, I'm just going to talk about LaKendra because that's all I really, really know. When I started sharing these social posts, I immediately started to feel, not immediately, that's a lie, but I did start to feel after a little while that I would be judged and people would talk about me. And people are going to talk about you regardless, baby. Let me just say that. People are going to talk about you regardless. They will talk about you even if it's not true. And that's a whole nother conversation because, baby, I was about to go off, okay? But my point is, I was afraid. And so recently, I made a post, a video on a Sunday, and I was basically just clearing the air, giving peace to my own conscience by saying, hey, listen, I'm glad that you all are so moved and encouraged by the content that I'm sharing with you. But I want you to know I'm not a saint. I'm not Mother Teresa. I'm not Mahatma Gandhi. I'm none of those people. I have not arrived because I didn't want to seem hypocritical, right? I didn't want people to think that the videos that they see of me and the words that I share with them didn't match my life. They absolutely do. Okay. They absolutely do. So some of you may have not seen the videos. I'm not going to tell you about them. I want you to go watch them. So then this conversation will make more sense to you. But I do share a lot of things from a spiritual standpoint, some biblical things as well. And so one of the things that I know that people say about those who are Christian is, you know, you say one thing and you do something else, and then they judge based on that, and then it turns into a thing. But here is the realness of all of it. I am a Christian. Flat-footed all day long. I am a Christian. Am I a perfect being? Absolutely, positively not. And I will never be perfect. I will never be perfect. Does that make me any less of a Christian? Absolutely not. It does not. So therefore, I felt like I needed to publicly say on my platform, hey guys, glad you love this content, but just want you to know, I still cuss. I'm saved, not soft. I'll throw these hands. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. I'm here to encourage you and say the things that the Lord has put upon my heart and come from. And it all comes from a pure and genuine place. But don't get it twisted if you see me out in public and I have a human moment, because we all do. I'm still a human being, and I will still go off when needed. Come on. I digress. I said all of that to encourage you, my friend, to release your content, to share your project, share your passion with us. Don't worry about what people are going to say, because people are going to say something. Okay? There is going to be somebody that says something negative about what you're doing, and that is absolutely okay. I pray that you will not allow that to discourage you, though. I'm talking from experience. Don't allow that to discourage you. People are going to say negative things about you. Listen, not only while you're alive, but when you're dead and gone, people are still going to talk. Truth or not, they're still going to talk. And that's okay. Give them something to talk about. Marge, you're being rude. We'll get you your own podcast so you can talk, okay? People are just rude, like Marge just was. But don't allow that to stop you from doing the things that you're purposed to do. I think it's very important that we don't take these gifts and these ideas that we have to our graves. Now, let me say this, and I'm not going to hold you long. I have a few more months that the Lord allowed me to see 40. And therefore, I have purposed in my heart that, you know, I don't want to. Let me start here. I'm sorry, y'all. Let me step back for a second. I don't say a lot about my faith and my belief on this podcast because I don't want to alienate anyone. I don't want to feel like I keep talking about God and Jesus and the Bible and things like that, and you can't relate. And maybe you can't, but that's okay. That's why I always say, you know, whatever your deity of choice is, whatever you believe in, insert that here. Because my friends, we're all in this thing called life together. Where you choose to put your faith and your beliefs is none of my business. If you want to know more about my Jesus, I'm happy to tell you about him. Matter of fact, I'll send you to my friend Jeff. Y'all have heard Jeff and I do quite a few conversations together. That's Deacon Jeff. I'll send you over to Deacon Jeff if need be. But that's not my point. My point is I don't want to alienate anyone. And so sometimes I feel like I suppress myself and I suppress my thoughts because of situations and things and being afraid of what other people will say or how I'll make somebody feel. at the end of the day, I only want to make you feel good. I only want to make you feel encouraged. I only want to make you feel motivated. I only want to make you feel empowered. Regardless of what the base of my faith is, my words to you are always genuine and sincere, right? I hope that wherever you are right now listening to this conversation, it strikes a chord with you. I really do. I hope that whatever it is that you've been thinking about, you're like, man, I can't do this right now. I got the kids at the house. I got this job. I got these bills, blah, blah, blah. I can't do this. Yes, you can. And you should. You should have probably done it last year, 2 years ago when it first dropped on your heart. And now you know that you're being disobedient by not doing it. Come on, people. Share your gifts with the world. Don't be afraid about what the rest of us are going to say, because ain't none of us got good sense. No way. We are not in control of anything but ourselves. Regardless of what other people say, do the thing that has been put in your heart to do, because we need it. We need you to do it. Okay. If you need help doing it, let me know. I'll help. If I can, anyway, but I will definitely help if I can. Seriously, I really will. Everything that I do everything that I've done has not been a success. Everything that I've started, I haven't finished. Most of those things that I started and didn't finish was because it was something I wasn't supposed to be doing. It was something that I started out to do, and it wasn't purposed in my life. It wasn't purposed in my life. Therefore, it did not get done. There are things that I set out to do that I did finish that didn't get done well because it wasn't purposed in my life. The things that I do now that I find joy in, and I don't measure success by likes, shares, or comments, or anything like that. That might be a half truth. I measure success by if somebody says to me, LaKendra, thank you for sharing this because it helped me at this moment in my life. That's successful. That one person being touched, that's a success. One person being encouraged is successful. Don't measure success based on money. Don't measure your success based on what somebody else has or what somebody else is doing, on ratings, on polls, and all that stuff. Baby, if what you got can help one person, then that's what you're supposed to be doing. And I know you're like, but Kendra, I want to make some money. I need to monetize this thing. And I'm not telling you not to. And I'm absolutely not telling you that money isn't important. I'm not telling you that money isn't great. I'd be a lying hypocrite for saying that. But what I am saying is, that thing that's purposed in your heart that might not make you a whole lot of money up front, that might not make you the most popular person in the room, but you know it's what you're supposed to be doing. Baby, why ain't you doing it? And I said, why ain't I? Sure did. Why ain't you doing that thing? That's what we need you to do, and that's what I want you to do. So when you're done with this conversation and when you go and talk to your friends, like, y'all, I just want to talk today. This is what Kendra said, and it really spoke to me, and this is why. Or you're going to say, friend, I was just listening to this podcast today, and she was talking about you. We need to put some things on paper so you can get this plan out and do what you're supposed to be doing. This message is either for you or it's for somebody that you know. And my hope and prayer is that you're going to take this conversation and continue it in your circles and encourage yourself or somebody else. And I would love to hear your thoughts. Let me know if this has encouraged you today. Please hit me up on all the socials, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, by searching my handle at LaKendra Speaks. That's at LaKendra SPKS, or go to my website at www.lakendragarrison.com, or you can email me at info@lakendragarrison.com. I would love to know what your thing is that you're going to stop being afraid of. You're going to stop worrying about what other people say, and you're just going to do it because that's the thing that you know is going to bring you joy, and you think that it's going to bring purpose to somebody else. That's what you should be doing, honey. You can keep your full-time job. I'm not telling you to quit your job. No, absolutely not. I'm not telling you to ignore your family. Absolutely not. But I am telling you to pursue your passion. That's it. And that's all. I love y'all. Okay. I really do. I thank you for supporting me in this podcast through all of my personal ups and downs, baby, because sometimes I'll go away and hide for a minute and I'll be back like ain't nothing happened, but y'all are still here and I appreciate that. Again, hit me up on the socials. Please continue the conversation and pursue your passions. I'll talk to y'all again soon. Bye.